Allison Abenick, she is the waste reduction lead with the City of Edmonton. And as most people know, they just finished passing a bylaw. Well, the bylaw was passed already, but it is now implemented as of July 1st, the single-use plastics bylaw. Tanse, and welcome to 89.3 The Raven, Allison.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, lots of talk around this right now. You know, as of Saturday, people started noticing it, especially in the grocery stores and the fast food drive-thrus, I think. What can you tell our listeners in a nutshell what this means for people in Edmonton?
Yeah, so the bylaw, you know, covers a few things, but it really builds on what people have already been doing. So we've already been getting into the habit of bringing our own bags when we go shopping, like to the grocery store. Businesses have already been moving away from using plastic bags even before our bylaw came out. So there's quite a few people that don't find this as much of a change at all, but some of the changes we can be aware of is that the styrofoam and single-use plastic bags are going to be banned, or they are banned as of July 1st. New paper and reusable shopping bags, so that includes things like grocery bags, shopping bags for retail stores, the bags our takeout comes home in, 15 cents for a paper bag and $1 for reusables. Things like fry packaging, burger boxes, donair wrappers aren't necessarily considered shopping bags, so those won't have the fee. Other things that we aren't including in shopping bags are the bags we get at grocery stores to pack our bulk food items like produce in, bags from pharmacists, or things like dry cleaning bags that have a sole purpose really is to protect our items from becoming unusable. And there's also no fee for the takeout cutlery and items like that, which I know has come up over the weekend. There is a requirement for businesses to start serving the dine-in drinks in reusable cups, and also to create a policy to start accepting customers' clean reusable cups for drinks to go. Another change that people can expect is that when you do get takeout, you will likely be asked if you need foodware accessories like cutlery or maybe extra napkins or a straw, because those are going to be by request or self-serve only. So I think the thing to think about is that we can still get everything we need like we did before in a takeout situation. So if you need a fork or bag, you can still get them. But we're just trying to get ourselves into the habit of only taking what we actually need instead of automatically getting everything. And that'll really help reduce the single-use items that are going into our garbage and being littered across the city.
Okay, awesome. So to clarify, though, the cup situation, so there is no charge for takeout cups in the drive-thru right now?
No, there isn't. The only thing that we're implementing the mandatory fee on are the shopping bags, and that was the paper and reusable bags. There's no fee for things like cutlery. There's no fee for takeout drinks from a bylaw standpoint.
And, you know, I feel like some people are making a big deal out of this, but they're also agreeing like they don't want to pay, so they're just not going to take the bag, and then it's mission accomplished basically at the end of the day. That's what we're setting out to do, right?
Yeah, I guess, like, you know, it's already really building on what people are doing now, and I think it's just the changes that we're not used to kind of seeing, you know, all of the different items in our takeout being asked for separately, and so, you know, being asked if we want a bag, being asked if we want cutlery rather than just sort of automatically getting them is a bit of a mental shift for us. And so, yeah, every little bit helps. It all adds up. And I think it's really great that we're able to offer people the option of whether or not they want the bag, and they can individually help to save that waste, because, you know, it all adds up to the 450 million items or so that we've got going to garbage every year. And so if we can save ourselves that bag, we don't need it, then great, mission accomplished.
Yeah, I, you know, when I was reading some of those numbers, like when you really put it in perspective into those numbers, it really is pretty concerning of how much waste is happening just in the city of Edmonton. And then, you know, you times that by the country. And it's a great thing that you guys are doing here. A lot of people asking, where is this money going from? Like, you know, from McDonald's or from Wendy's or from the fast food places, where is that 15 cents per bag or 25 cents per bag going to?
Yeah, so ultimately, the short answer is that businesses will be keeping the fees from the paper and reusable bags that they're collecting. And there's a couple of reasons for the fees. The first one is to help us remember to bring our own bags. I forget my own bags all the time. And so by being asked and having that fee, it just reminds us that, you know, we can choose to bring our own bags or think about whether we need a bag at all. The other part is really to help the businesses offset the cost of offering a more sustainable product, because we know that the higher quality recycled paper bags are a little bit more expensive than the old plastic ones used to be. So it helps them offset their costs of being more sustainable. And we're kind of hoping that when businesses start to become conscious of that waste that they're producing and offering to customers, they'll also start maybe using some of those fees to innovate ways that they can reduce waste in other ways.
And that brings me to the next question, that the paper bags, those are compostable, no?
That's a good question. We understand, in the kind of global consciousness that plastic has been a big issue for a while. And so a lot of people are curious about why are we charging for paper? Isn't it recyclable? And I think it's important to know that our bylaw isn't just about making plastics bad or swapping plastics for cardboard or paper. And most single-use items, kind of regardless of the material that they're made of, are thrown in the garbage. And those things do go to our landfill most often. Some people do try to put them in the recycle, but often it just goes to our landfill. And regardless of the material it's made of, those things have a major impact on the environment, particularly if they end up as litter, because, you know, that harms wildlife and stuff too. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, those are great points. So like at the end of the day, we just want to reduce them in big numbers. So I do get that. And I want to thank you for your time, Allison, to clear up some areas for our listeners. And, we'll see how this goes. How has the response been? How do you think the response has been in general from people?
Yeah, so I guess, like I said earlier, a lot of people were already kind of in the habit of doing some things. So they'll find that it's not a huge change at all. And I know a lot of businesses have really been showing some great leadership when it comes to adopting these changes. So in many ways, we know that Edmontonians are supportive of ways to help reduce the waste and protect the environment. But like I said earlier, it is a bit of a change from how we're used to seeing and doing things in our day-to-day life. And so that change is making us think about things differently, and it's generating a bit of discussion in the community. So we know that it can take time to shift those mindsets and change the habits. And so I think our focus from the city is really committed to working with the community and especially our local businesses to help support them with that change, to make sure we have that consistent messaging, the supports that are available on our website, so everyone can be supported to make that change.
And I think it's also important to note that we are not the first municipality. Like, we are actually behind the game when you look at some of the other municipalities in Canada, right?
Well, absolutely. Like, Edmonton is definitely not the first to talk about single-use items. We have, municipalities in Canada that have been also grappling with the same topic, like Vancouver, Victoria, that have been bringing in similar bylaws to try to reduce the amount of single-use items we're generating and throwing in the garbage every year. There will be more changes coming, in particular Calgary and Alberta is looking at a similar bylaw. Banff is also rolling out right now part one of two of their similar bylaw, and many municipalities in the U.S. are also doing the same thing. Europe has already ahead of us in many ways too, so this is definitely a global conversation, and we're just a big part of that here locally.
Awesome. Well, thanks for everything you guys are doing down there, and thanks for clearing up some of the questions that we had, and we wish you nothing but the best in this whole endeavor, Allison.
Yeah, thank you for having me.